speak up or get lost. 7 Seal Jerry.
Sorry, I didn't have my audio turned up. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Oh, sorry, James. There you go. I shouldn't have opened my big mouth up. I thought it was the QRM guy. You know, the one that's been causing... anyway, my bad. D7 Seal Jack.
That's quite all right. I deserved it.
No. No, you didn't.
Well, I wouldn't have known unless it said something. I just thought my audio or I just wasn't getting out. I don't know.
No problem. Anyway, you're getting out fine.
Yeah, I'm happy. I was sending a few pictures off to Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Mike of my station, my new and improved redesign. But there's still a mess here. Got to clean it up.
Oh, why don't you send me one, V7COJ, Gmail.
Well, I send it through the cell phone. Do I have your phone number? I think I have your phone number. Let me look. I do. I'll send you a picture. Through the...
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had my phone number. Yeah, cool.
Just give me a moment, and I'll send you a pic. First one is the radio I'm talking to you on. That's the first one. The second one is my, new to me, HX, TS-480HX. And my 220, and I have to have an external tuner for this radio, so that's right above it. And the last one is my very messy first desk, which I have so much to clean up over there. And I'm sitting on a swivel chair in the center.
Yeah, they all came through fine, James. Wow. Nice shack. Wow, nice and cluttered, just the way I like it.
Yeah, well, I'm not usually this bad, this messy, but I get an idea and I change something and then I come back later, much later usually, to clean up my mess, but I just kept changing things. Like this desk, it was against the wall where the word Comet is, Comet antenna sitting against above the other radios. I had a desk right underneath there, but I needed more room in here, but at the same time I wanted to utilize the other desk, so, well, I started changing things and I haven't stopped. I'm still changing things.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, ham radios stations are usually a work in progress. You have to, you know, upgrade and keep things, but make sure everything's still working. I'm looking at your antenna tuner here, the MFJ Intel tuner. It looks nice and modern.
Yeah, 993. It's automatic or standard. You can adjust it manually or do it automatically. And that's what I'm actually sitting down with the manual for that, to line it up with the radio that's beside it. On the lower side there, so Yeah, I have to. There's a sequence I have to follow to get that to talk to it and make sure it comes out correct. I haven't got that sequence down pat. I usually have to have my book open here and my other book open there. And like, oh, then I don't have enough time. So I end up reading more than doing.
Oh, copy that. Okay. Huh. Well, a bit of work involved, eh? I guess that's what the... I don't know much about tuners. Are they all like that, or are there some that are easier?
Well, I imagine there are some that are easier. I just like this one because, it's a 300-watt. I only need 200 watts for the radio, but it's a 300-watt tuner. It was fairly fresh, and it was a great deal, and I got it the day before last year's Maple Ridge swap meet. I bought this the day before because I knew I was getting the HF HX202 or sorry H oh my goodness Kenwood 480 HX. There we go. I knew I was getting that, and I didn't have a tuner, so I bought this other tuner off another ham operator that I saw him the day before and bought it.
Okay, copy that. Well, I've got this Versa Tuner 2 MFJ that used to work, but it's, something's wrong with it. But I'm sure it's not much. But anyway, now I've got interested in maybe trying out something new in the meantime before I get this thing fixed. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a second tuner. And they're not that expensive, really, are they?
I paid... What did I pay for that? I think I paid $250 for that one. So that thing was still brand new in the box. I still got all the paperwork and everything to go with it. I sent you another picture. I forgot to put my portable in the picture. So I turned it on. You can see the signal on the portable from here. I know I could get into it from here. That's pretty funny. Upstairs, it's usually a little scratchy, but yeah. I'll send you a picture of that. The other radio beside it is my commercial Kenwood, which is excellent. It has all the ham stuff in it, and including some backwoods frequencies for the four-wheelers.
Is that the one that's sort of hanging underneath the shelf? Or?
No, it's the last picture, and it's sitting on top of my 2000. With the same frequency, and I got almost full scale on the signal to the portable.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Well, there's... Oh, hang on. Well, where's the front of it?
The front of the portable?
No, I'm looking at the other one then. The one that I thought was underneath, but that's actually the front of it, I think.
Well, the last picture I sent to you is the front of my 2000. On top of it is my F6. On the right side of the F6 is a flashlight. On the left side is my Kenwood commercial. It's an NX700. That would be the last picture I sent you.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see if there was something I missed, but I've only really got basically two pictures. The one that shows the, what's that thing on the left there? The Kenwood... power supply, and underneath is another power supply. It looks like two power supplies on top of each other. And beside that is the radio with no front on it, and then there's another thing hanging underneath. Then there's the MFJ tuner, something to the right of that underneath that looks like a little QRP rig or something. Is that what that is?
No. So, yeah, It would be a picture before this one. So the if you you can click your pictures too, they get larger on your phone. You can see what it is. So, yeah, there's two Kenwood 25-amp or 23-amp power supplies. Those two power supplies run that radio that's lit up beside it, below it. Above it is the actual radio, and it's a split, comes split already. And then beside that, on the shelf, is the tuner, and below the tuner, to the right slightly, is my 220 radio.
Oh, that's what it is, 220 radio. I thought it was like a QRP rig or something. So that's just a dedicated 220 rig? It's so small.
Yeah, that's the TYT-9000D. When you buy the radio, you have to specify 220, because the same letters, the same model numbers, they all come in 220, 440, or 2 meters, and you have to specify 220, otherwise you end up getting whatever they send you. There's nothing actually under the tuner. It's just a big empty space right now. You never know, down the road could be something there. I didn't take a picture of my amplifier because I haven't hooked it up yet, or not this time yet. I guess I could send you another picture. I'll throw my amplifier on top of my radio.
Yeah, keep on. Send me more. I'm just looking at your wire nest behind the radio. It's like I've got the same damn thing, red and black wires. A big quagmire, and you don't know what's at the end of them. And I hate that mess. All those wires, cables.
I promise, I'll straighten it out as soon as possible.
Ooh, Sunday night wild card net.
My cat's sitting here going, meow! I don't know what he wants. What do you want now?
Here you go, sending another pic, the last picture. There you go. Picture of my radio beside my amplifier on top of my 2000.
Huh. Net in 2 minutes.
Thanks, Jim. I'm in the downstairs station. We'll have to wait till I get upstairs.
Hey, Jason. Looking for the new download that you sent. Might take a while.
Well, it might, but it's there. I sent it. It says it's sent, so. Okay, I'm going to turn this station off, go upstairs.
The net minus Verna.
Right, yes. This is the, what are we calling it now? It's the sort of up in the air net, I guess. I don't know.
Sunday night wild card net.
Yeah. Anybody wants to try out their being a net control, probably be a good opportunity.
I think Steve is doing it. VE7 Victor Whiskey Zulu.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, if he's doing it, he did a good job last time. I thought, excellent job. And he seems to be good at it. I've never done a net myself. Checked in many times. I suppose I could. I just would need a format or a template or something to go by, you know?
Well, it's on in less than 60 seconds now.
Oh, I'll stand down. V7 Zulu.